The Rebbe's diary entry, Chaf Gimel, it's only a few lines here, but it gets to a really important aspect of ourselves and our spiritual development. So one way to think about this piece is to be makdim with the observation that each one of us, we have inside of ourselves different voices that we hear. We have messages. Now, those messages, we might hear them in the form of questions or observations. We might not even be aware sometimes that we're hearing those messages, but we're hearing messages from ourselves and to ourselves all the time. One of the interesting things about life is to take a moment and to get to know those voices and to understand where they're coming from. Part of where they're coming from is the way that the Ribbono Shel Olam created us as having different parts of our identity. One way to identify that, to think about that, and to pinpoint it, is what we call the Yetzer HaTov and the Yetzer HaRa. Right? Different inclinations, different proclivities, different attachments. So maybe you could say, Alpi Kabbalah, or according to the Balat Tanya, that these different voices rest in different places within ourselves. So let's say, think that the human heart has four chambers, but in the Balat Tanya, he references it as the right chamber and the left chamber. So maybe one way of thinking about ourselves, one attitude, one voice rests in the right chamber and the other one rests in the left chamber. So what do these voices tell us? They tell us different things, but we've mentioned in the past that Rabbi Dr. Abraham J. Twersky, he emphasizes the notion that that left chamber, the Yetzer Hara, that voice, has a very specific message, which is very damaging. It's pernicious. It's the voice that tells us that we're small, and that we can't, and that we're not worthy. That's the voice of the Yetzer Hara. And the Pasuk tells us, Yetzer Lev HaAdam Ra Minu Urav, a person somehow develops this voice early, very early on in life. Whether that's because as a child we think that we're not important, we can't matter or amount to much. Whether it's because educators or family members or peers told us that we're not worth much. But that idea of self-worth needs a lot of attention because minu urav, when we're small, we have this misimpression that we don't have a lot of ability. We aren't capable of much. The Yetzer Tov shows up later when we develop and we start to realize, yes, we can make an impact in the world. We can make an impact in our sphere of influence. We are important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately. But it takes a while. And we need to recognize that those multiple voices are always at play. And because of that, because there is this potential for falling into, lapsing into the left side, into the side that tells us that we're not and we can't, that we need to strategize and think about what that means, the implications of that voice. And that's the context in which perhaps the Rebbe is talking to us today. The Rebbe is talking to us to think about one specific aspect of ourselves and how it exists in the environment in which we live, the different voices that we hear. So he begins, Hatshukin va'akisufin. Tshuka lachashok means to desire, to want. Kisufim also means to long for. Nichsof nichsafta. Lavan says to Yaakov, you have desired to go home. So each one of us has chukin v'kisufim. So that's first very valuable to understand that there is a part of us. There are times in our lives when we just feel we feel a ratzon, a tshuka, a desire. Maybe we want to be our best selves.
We want to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to realize our neshama. We want to amount to something. So we have a tshuka, we have a kisuf and a desire, but the Rebbe says that's tovim, that's good. Rak im ovdim bahem. Only if we invest time and energy and effort to nurture that, to work on it. We have an idea, we need to invest in it. And through that, va'olim al yideim, we grow through that. Im ma'at v'im harbe, even just a little bit or a lot. But we have this idea that we want to be better. We want to make the most of our Shabbos. We have that feeling once, you know, Shabbos is so special. We want to make the most of it. We want to grow in Shabbos. So we need to take a moment and think, what's that one little thing that we can do to enhance, to grow our Shabbos? Maybe it's I'm going to give a few cents to tzedakah when I light candles Friday night. Maybe it's I'm going to say a tefillah. Maybe I'm going to introduce a zemer. Maybe I'm going to take a moment to learn. Maybe when I'm lying in bed Shabbos morning, I'm going to do a little hisvodidus, a little meditation, whatever it's going to be. But when you have that moment of inspiration to translate it into something practical that we can reflect on later and say, hey, we've accomplished this, we've grown. And that's why even if it's small, it's so significant because it is a step forward. It is something we can measure for growth. Why is this important? So it's important at two levels. Earlier in the diary, the Rebbe told us about how we need to make sure there's a difference between wishing and wanting. That it's not just enough to wish to grow, but we have to want to grow, which means to follow a path, a reasonable and manageable path that we can actually pursue. The difference between wishing to win the lottery versus wanting to earn a living. So that was one thing that the Rebbe told us earlier. We always have to make sure that we are practically taking steps forward. But in this context, the Rebbe makes us aware of a voice. He says, V'yamalav nolad bekerev ha'ish. Within a person, it could be born. Gam below yidiyaso. Even without any awareness. Min yiush. A type of despair. Why? Lamor to say, Zek hamashanim, for a while now, several years, I'm aspiring, I'm wishing, but velo also biyadi, it hasn't materialized into anything. And therefore, muchlat ani benimichiusi, I am confirmed in my smallness, in my lowness, my namuch. Va'od mafsidhu, and through that more, we lose b'tshukos of chas v'shalom. Because we have a little bias, we have a little voice that says, nimichiyusi. I'm small. I'm not worthy. Think about that for a second. The Rebbe says, if in each of us is a little voice that tells us that we're not worthy, and when we set our heights, our aspirations, our visions to something greater, but we never make any progress, then that voice starts creeping up. That's maybe what we could call confirmation bias. There is a little Yetzer Hara, there is a little bias that says, you're not worthy, you can't, you don't amount to much. So by not taking steps to grow, not only are we missing out on the opportunity to grow, we're actually reinforcing, we're confirming that little bias that says, you can't. It's two sides of the same coin. It's number one, what we didn't accomplish in terms of growth. But number two, it creates this and reinforces this perception that we're not worthy. So what is the Rebbe telling us on the positive side? That when we take a step forward, even a tiny step, not only are we taking a step forward on the path to growth, but we're fighting and we're negotiating and even on some level negating and canceling that little voice that says that we can't, because we show that we can. Now, that little voice is going to come back and say, oh, you only did a little bit. It's going to try to minimize it, right? That voice is always going to be there, unless it's Libi Chalo Bekirbi, unless it's like David HaMelech that we vanquished it. But think about that significant contribution, because now we can come back to the voice and say, you say I haven't accomplished a lot? Wait a second. I have. My Shabbos for the last month has had a Dvar Torah at the meal. My Shabbos has had greater spirituality. Benching, common opportunity to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to fulfill a mitzvah to Oraisa. So one day we're thinking, you know, I have so much, I have so much to be thankful to God for. So I'm going to embrace HaKadosh Baruch Hu and thank Him in a meaningful way. So what do? I decide, you know what? I'm just going to do something small, tiny. Maybe I'm going to bench once a week with a bencher. I'm going to make sure that on Shabbos I bench with a bencher. So I'm reading the words, following them along inside. So comes a month and you say, you see, I have accomplished something. I have grown. This is where that book, Atomic Habits, comes in a very powerful way. Where the Rebbe is telling us, im ma'at v'im harbe, a little bit makes a big difference, because a little bit, now we understand, it's not just about how much we've done and how much we've grown on this path. It's about the inner work of dealing with that voice that says that you can't and you don't amount to much. Now the Rebbe is telling us that when we grow, especially when we grow consistently, when we grow in a measurable way, we are enhancing that voice that says that we can, because we see that we did. So just a little bit, im ma'at, that we take those kisufim and we run with them, it's a tremendous impact on us. And I wonder if not only on the Yiddish side, it also encourages us to have more dreams, because we feel better about ourselves. We're building confidence. We're seeing that we can enhance, we can grow. So I think this piece of the Rebbe, this diary entry, it reminds us to be aware, to be self-aware on the multiple voices that we've got, and find ways to those little strategies, to navigate them, to strengthen our Yetzer Tov, to believe in ourselves and to realize our worthiness, and not to fall into the trap of Yiddish. Rather, to create opportunities to strengthen ourselves by those steps of growth that show that we can and that we will.